Hello, Flying Clubs, and welcome to edition 42 of Flying Clubs Radio. I'm your host, Steve, and I'm joined as always by my colleague, Drew.
Hello, and happy spring to all of our Flying Club friends out there.
Spring is here indeed. Pollen is covering absolutely everything here in Maryland, and the temperatures continue to rise. Gosh, it makes me want to go flying.
I know, same here, which is why I thought it'd be an excellent time to discuss the results from our 2022 Flying Club survey and use that data to issue a challenge to all of our flying clubs.
Ooh, I love a good challenge. Go on then.
Right. Let's start with the survey itself. I would like to thank all of the clubs who took the time to complete our survey. Unfortunately, responses were down from previous years, but we did have a large enough sample size to get some valuable data on the health of flying clubs all over this great nation. On to the results. Let's begin by discussing what a, quote, average club looks like. We found from our survey that the average club has 2 airplanes and around 30 flying members. Clubs logged an average of 461 hours in total across all of their aircraft. Also, about 41% of clubs allowed non-flying social members, and about half of the clubs out there currently are at their membership limits for flying members. Steve, would you like to talk about insurance?
Oh, you bet I would. So, when asked about insurance premium increases, clubs reported a 16% increase in 2021, since we did this survey late last year. This year-over-year increase is in line with what we've found since we began asking about insurance premiums in 2020, which, as you will recall, is when the world of insurance turned upside down for a number of reasons. We asked a number of questions about in the survey about insurance, and the answers we received were both good and bad. Let's start with the good. Very few clubs that reported had any insurance claims in the past 12 months. 90%, in fact, reported no claims in the last 12 months, and 65% reported no claims in the previous 5 years. This is great. Please continue flying safely so we can avoid making insurance claims and so help to keep insurance premiums as low as possible. The bad news. Well, the bad news is that the majority of clubs, 70%, did not provide any proof of pilot proficiency to their insurance brokers when renewing their policies. I have to ask, why wouldn't you do this? Why wouldn't you send safety-related information to your broker when they're trying to get a good deal for you? The more your insurance company knows about the club, the better informed they will be in deciding how much to charge you. You know, in the era of snazzy online club management tools, it's pretty easy to provide detailed reports of club activity with just a few clicks. So what's the matter? Are you maybe a little embarrassed or perhaps a little ashamed about how little your club has flown? Well, then maybe you should take us up on our challenge.
All right, let's throw down the gauntlet right here and now. Your challenge is simple. Have all of your members fly more hours in your club's airplanes this year.
Wait, that's it?
Yep. Now get out there and go flying. So for now, it's goodbye from me.
Wait a minute. Well, I guess it is pretty simple, but can't you give our listening audience some direction to get started on this challenge?
Yeah, I suppose I could, but that will require more challenges.
I think that's a very wordy trade-off, don't you?
I agree. Yeah. Right then. To get your club members to fly more, you're going to need some kind of incentive, right? Well, why not use a great little program called the Fast Team Wings program to provide a clearly defined goal? You can encourage all of your members to complete a phase of wings. How do you complete a phase? Well, easy. You talk to a wings pro to help you get started. Hey, Steve, do you happen to know any wings pros by chance?
Well, I know one quite well, actually. Moi. My club has been using Wings, the Wings program, and saw substantial savings in our insurance when we provided our transcripts to the broker. Check out the Wings for Clubs radio show for more information on that. Anyway, back to Wings. All you need to do is complete 3 Wings courses and 3 flight activities with a CFI. Now, these courses and flight activities are a great way to keep your knowledge and skills sharp in those areas that you may not practice much in your regular flying. Drew and I completed a phase recently and wear our fashionable pins with great pride.
Oh, you know I love some extra bling for my flight bag for sure. If you want to learn more about the Wings program, read up in the safety section of the March edition of Club Connector, where we talk about the Wings program in detail. By doing a phase of Wings, your members will learn more and, of course, fly more. It's a great way to really feel proficient in your airplane, and I would argue that a proficient pilot is an active pilot, so your club should really drone out the hours this summer.
That's a great point. So, do you think we need some kind of incentive for this challenge?
Oh, why not? Let's make it official. I, Drew M. Myers, declare that any club that emails me their roster of flying members along with proof that each one of them has completed a phase of wings by July 21st, 2023, which is the Friday before AirVenture, will be recognized at our flying club social and provided with more fun prizes at the event. Not to mention, you will all get your own stylish wings pins, the equivalent of a flight review, and will be very likely to see your club insurance rates go down at the next renewal if you send your transcripts to your insurance broker.
Whoa, this is going to be a flying club social for the ages, I'm sure. So, may I propose a few more challenges since we're in a challenging sort of mood?
Yeah, go for it. Let's really give these clubs some homework this summer.
Ooh, I love homework. Okay, as you know, the Flying Club's team is part of the larger AOPA, and your membership is very important to us and to the strength of general aviation. Therefore, I, Stephen C. Bateman, challenge all of our clubs out there to have each and every member become AOPA members. We know from our surveys that only 61% of all club members are also AOPA members, so you just need to get that last 39% of holdouts to join. If you provide us with a club roster of all your members, along with their AOPA member numbers, we will send you a free gift or two.
I like it. One more for the road. As we all know, flying clubs are social clubs first and foremost. So, I challenge you all to hold at least one social event this summer. It's that simple. Just get together and be social. If you send me a picture of your club at your next social event with permission to share it on our Flying Clubs Network Facebook page, I will send you all a newly released Flying Clubs Network sticker for each member of your club. So there you have it. Your challenges, if you choose to accept them, are to get every club member to complete a phase of wings, join AOPA, and host a social event this summer. The year is young and you still have plenty of time, but AirVenture will be here before you know it. Have fun and fly lots. Anyways, that's all we have time for now, so it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.